Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
And take the mickey out of each other, like the guara guara, if you, for lack of a better term. And then, like, even with our friends, we'll just sit around and just rip each other off to shreds. To this day, we still do that.
Okay,
it's weird. I was doing it with comedians now, and some of them got offended. Like, anyway, but
don't
yeah.
mention names. When you were at school, obviously you had to do like plays and stuff or do something on stage. Were you very scared in the classroom to stand up
no,
and do something?
No,
you
very... at my school, when you did plays, you got beaten. If literally there was like if you, it was one of those, it was a fantastic school. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah.
So we had these guys who did this like drama production. And then they did like a bit of it on stage on the Monday to try and promote it. And then Monday break, we beat the crap out of it. Or like if you did the debating society, and we had a fantastic debating team that actually won some sort of award. And then we found them at break and beat the crap out of them. If you became a prefect, then people would find you. It was like a tradition. The prefects got beaten every year when they became prefect.
Look at you now.
I never made prefect. Wow.
Just say hello to everybody there.
Hello.
He's a master chef, isn't he? You know? Just stand up, Chris, so they can start. They want to see if you are real.
Good-looking woman. Look, I'm not a piece of meat, ladies. I'm a human being.
You chop.
Bye-bye.
They're staring at you.
I know. I mean, they can't help it. They're only human. I think they're actually staring at you.
No, they're not. They're staring at Chris or at Barney.
Confusion.
Confusion. They can't hear. So.
No, you have to give hand signals.
So when you were, I mean, at school, standard 8, standard 9, what's it now, grade, whatever, grade 15, 19, 85?
Standard 8, standard 9.
So did you know then what you wanted to do with your life already?
I wanted to be a professional footballer. That was...
you hurt your ankle.
No, I just was in complete... what's the word?
Gerard.
I was delusional. I was delusional. Gerard was... It was Bruce Krobler was my hero then. And then I kind of had an inkling that I might go into electronics because that was what I was doing at school. And then I decided to study sports management. That's what I did after school.
Where was that?
It was then called Wits Tech.
Okay. And did you have a good time? How long was that? What, it's a 3-4 year course?
It was supposed to be a 3 year course.
You were there for 10 years.
I did four. I took the 4 year option.
And that first year, come on, nothing happened. You partied, right?
No, I passed. It was, look, people who study sports management aren't generally that bright. So,
come on, Chris.
No, I promise you. I cruised through that first year. In fact, even the second year, the only reason I failed third year was because I had discovered alcohol in a big way. Like the first 2 years, I was kind of doing the rave thing. And so you know, you did it once a week on a weekend.
Mother raves, I saw you.
Mother
there.
And ice and ESP and whatever. But you could only afford to do once a week because...
you had to pay for the water, remember?
Yes, and you wanted to have that very special water that was quite expensive. And so once a week, and then for the rest of the week, you're cool. But when I discovered booze, then every day. And I was working in my third year as well. I had a job.
What did you get into first? Was it beer or wine?
Beer.
Or?
Only beer.
Yeah. That's the downfall of many people.
It's hello. Joey Rustin.
Joey Rustin. Hello.
Look at him.
Did he have a facelift? What's?
No, that's how he looks.
Oh, really? In real life?
Yeah. Okay. He looks like he's had a haircut, though.
Oh, there you go. Oh, the wig is... Oh, it's not a wig. I always thought he had a wig on, you know?
No, that's his real lovely hair, but it's... It's a bit smaller than it usually is. Normally it's massive.
Yeah.
Normally he's got the biggest afro in the world.
Where's he going? Joey on my show soon, okay? Deal.
And then let me just put it out there that Joey's afro is only the second biggest thing on his body.
Okay. He didn't catch that joke. I was getting angry. So, Joey's telling jokes outside. We might as well do it.
Yeah. Hello. Bring him in.
Come on in. No,
he's leaving us.
Oh, there are like seven... Hot chicks walking around in front of him. No wonder he's running off.
You know, Joey always have hot. He's always got hot chicks around him. He's a chick magnet.
Do you guys? We'll get to all the comedians a little later on. But okay, so we halfway through your career already.
Yes,
and
we haven't even gone into my career.
You're still studying now. You know what I mean?
Because in my fourth year, I actually started doing comedy.
Okay, so how did that happen? How did you, was comedy big at that stage? Where did you find out about, because it was a Randburg waterfront, I think.
It was a Randburg waterfront, and then I used to, go to watch comedy quite a lot. It was like my first date thing. So if I fancied a girl, instead of taking her to the movies or something lame, I'd be like, yeah, come watch a comedian. And then she could think that I had a sense of humor because another guy made her laugh. And then it was all good. And then I was seeing, well, sort of trying, you know, when you're trying to get out of the friend zone with this chick. And then so she came with to the comedy club. And I went on stage to tell a joke to kind of impress her. And I bombed. Nobody laughed. It was a terrible time. And so she actually dumped me. But
do you remember the joke?
I do, actually.
Can you tell it on a radio station?
I can.
Okay, go for it. I'd love to hear it.
It was, I thought it was a really funny joke. It's this American guy, and he walks into a bar in Texas. And he walks up to the bar, and he slams down a note, and he says, I'll have a whiskey, please. And then they say, no, I have whiskey and whatever. And he walks outside, and his horse is gone. And he walks back inside, and he says, I'm going to have another whiskey. And if I don't have my horse back by the time I'm finished my whiskey, I'm going to have to do what I did in Texas. And he looks at them all in the eye, and he slowly sips his whiskey, and he walks outside, and his horse is back. It's like fantastic. He gets on his horse. As he's slowly striding out, one of the locals comes to him and says, sorry, man, I'm just curious. What did you do in Texas? He says, I walked home.
There you heard it from the horse's mouth.
Actually, in retrospect, that is a terrible joke.
No wonder she dumped you.
But the thing is, well,
it takes a while. That last bit, there's like this gap. Then you catch the joke. That's yes. Why, maybe. You know what I mean?
Well, you know.
Before you walk home tonight. But who did you see, the big names now in comedy, during those comedy? Do you still remember of those comedians? Are they doing well now?
All of them. Well, it was the guy who actually got me into the thing. Because what happened was, because I'd done that, then I'd gotten over my fear of the stage. And then I used to go back whenever I needed beer, because the winner got a six-pack. Because I'd go back and tell a joke and win and get a six-pack. And it was about the third or the fourth time I did that. A chap called Darren Wall approached me. And I don't know if you know Darren.
Yes, breakfast show, East Coast Radio.
Breakfast show host of East Coast Radio. He's doing fantastically well. Very funny man, very cool guy. And he came to me while I was at the urinal and said, well, why don't you come do a set? And I was like, well, I'm kind of busy now. And
you guys were hanging out?
We weren't even hanging out. He just approached me. Oh, okay. He was like, you've won this thing a couple of times. And I'd actually, that night, I'd split the prize with another chap called Ryan Whittle, who I actually just performed at Monty at...
Urinal Whittle.
Yes, Urinal Whittle. And so I did a gig with him now, not even 2 hours ago.
Wow.
He's still going. And so he also became a comedian. And it was like all the guys. Tony Stewart's the only one who's not around, I think, anymore.
Do you remember watching Biltong and Potroast on television?
No, I'm a bit young for that.
I used to. It was fun. Why don't we bring that back? After your MasterChef, if you win
bring back Biltong and Potroast.
Remember they had three comedians on the one side and three on the other. They had the South Africans on the one side and the British on the other side. And Clacky McKay was still the MC. And the people sat in the gun. They had to clap, and they had like one-liners. And you had to tell a joke.
I listened to the tape they made, the uncut tape where they were allowed to swear. It was the funniest thing ever because they couldn't swear properly.
Mel Miller. Mel
Miller's still going. He's still funny. I think Tony Stewart was one of them. Cyril Green. Mm. Those are the only ones I've really ever worked with.
I think we need something like that. So if you switch your TVs on at night in South Africa, I mean, late night television is actually very boring, you know?
Well, it depends which channel you're on.
Yeah, E is not bad.
And the German channels on satellite.
What happens there after that? Das ist gut, ja.
Das ist gut. Although I haven't watched them for a while, since the advent of the internet.
Yeah. Now tell me, after you went to these stand-up comedy shows and stuff, you probably sat there and said, listen, these guys, they're funny, but this is what I really want to do. When did you make that decision that you want to become a comedian, a professional comedian? Because, I mean, you had to give up your day job, hey, if you...
No, I didn't. I tried desperately. No, what happened is I did that when Darren approached me. I kind of went, no ways, not a chance in hell. And then a friend of mine was like, you have to do it while you up. Insert beep there. And then...
Beep.
Yeah, there was a couple of other friends who were like very encouraging and whatever. And so I went back and I asked for an open spot. And then when I did it, it went really well. And then I was like, this is all I want to do for the rest of my life.
We will continue chatting about the career He's still a youngster. How old are you now?
As far as I'm 36.
What? 36?
Yeah.
Is that plus VAT or minus VAT?
It's plus VAT.
You still got hair. I think about eyebrows, armpit hair. I mean, you're doing okay.
I've got some in the nose as well. I actually had to trim it the other day because I'm at that point.
Okay. Now, let's play Quiz Kombuis. He's a legend of South African music. I mean, the Voël Freituur. He stayed in Hillbrow, remember?
He changed a lot of things. He was amazing. Yeah? I actually saw him, like, when I'd never heard him before. I was like, who's this Quiz Kombuis? It sounds like, ugh. And then I saw him at Opie Koppie, and he just blew my mind, and I've loved him ever since.
Was that at Opie Koppie at the bar at the top of the hill or on the big stage?
If I recall, it was on the big stage, but not the most recent one where he was a bit weird.
Yeah. Because I saw him at Linden High School. We did a thing there with Wonderboom, and I remember the wind was blowing, and he used to sit on this little bar stool with say tussies.
Mm-hmm.
But that night, because it was a school gig, you're not allowed to have any tussies. But he had tussies in the mineral water.
As you do.
Yeah, no, the wind used to blow, and then he had this rock. He just put it on. He lifted up. The pages used to go, and he'll put the rock down, and he'll sing that song. That's what a genius. What a nice guy. An amazing person. Very clever.
Great songwriter as well.
Right, let's listen to Johnny Isney Duitney. Get in touch, 3794 Twitter, cost of R1.50. You can follow Chris Forrest through the forest. That's at Chris Forrest SA or Jacaranda FM. This is on Twitter, by the way. How do you spell Twitter again?
It doesn't matter.
Twitter, H-E-R. Has it got one T?
Twitter what?
Mm. Okay, let's listen to the song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Het gesê jy wil 'n break vat van die toere en die lang pad. Elke aand 'n ander soundcheck. Elke nag 'n nuwe slaapplek. Het gewens jy kon het jou. En is tyd vir sabbatical. Maar nog voor jou woorde koud was, het jy besef dat jy te oud was. Jou repertoire was klaar, dit was te laat toe nog gekom.
Bonnie and Friends, Bonnie Simon, Jacaranda FM.